It's been said that a business is only as strong as its weakest location. You know that your branch offices, retail locations, and distribution centers are at the forefront of your business, creating revenue and driving customer experience every day. That's why Comcast Business has built solutions that are uniquely positioned to empower all your locations with a robust network and applications that help them operate as seamlessly as HQ. Learn more about how to get all your locations up to speed at comcastbusiness.com/enterprise.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. If it's about that time and you're looking for a new laptop, straight from the Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnist, the best Windows laptops you can get for about $1,000. But first, these tech headlines. President Donald Trump slammed Amazon.com over the company's business practices and its impact on the economy, adding to investors' growing concerns about potential new regulations for the tech giant. In an early morning tweet, the president took aim at Amazon over the amount of taxes it pays, plus its use of the U.S. Postal Service and the company's impact on traditional retailers. It was the latest in a sustained line of attack the president has levied against the online retailer since before his election. Facebook has another announcement. It is curbing the information that it exchanges with companies that collect and sell consumer data as the company continues to try to calm the uproar over its handling of personal information. Facebook said it is also ending an ad targeting option called Partner Categories that lets such data brokers target specific groups of Facebook users, people who buy a certain product, for example, on behalf of their ad clients. And the Journal writes that Microsoft is diminishing the role of its storied Windows franchise, the one that fueled its rise to the top of the personal computer market in earlier decades. The software giant reorganized its business Thursday morning on its growing cloud computing operations and its stalwart office productivity business. The move is designed to focus Microsoft on the biggest areas of growth for the company. Coming up, the best Windows laptops you can get for $1,000 or around there. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
It's been said that a business is only as strong as its weakest location. You know that your branch offices, retail locations, and distribution centers are at the forefront of your business, creating revenue and driving customer experience every day. That's why Comcast Business has built solutions that are uniquely positioned to empower all your locations with a robust network and applications that help them operate as seamlessly as HQ. Learn more about how to get all your locations up to speed at comcastbusiness.com/enterprise.
So if you're like the average person, a laptop will last you for a few years. So if you're about to drop about $1,000 on such a device, you want your money to go as far as it can. However, buying a laptop is complicated. Luckily, the Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnist David Pierce has done all the hard work for us and has broken it down to the best Windows laptops you can get for about $1,000. He joins us via Skype right now in San Francisco. Hey, David.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I think you put it perfectly in your piece that no matter, you know, how many iPad, iPhone gadgets that do whatever job, ultimately, we all need a laptop. But so many laptops, so little time. And you've simplified this for us, so thank you. But first off, why Windows?
So Windows is really just the sort of standard now. And that used to be sort of sad. I don't think Windows was that good for a long time. But Windows 10 is great. And the reality is you still need a computer, especially for your sort of main workhorse computer that runs all your apps and can do multitasking and deals with that weird old hard drive you have from 8 years ago. And
right.
we're sort of slowly moving away from all these old things. And I think there might be a time when you don't need a computer that you can sort of reliably do all the weird edge casey stuff with. But Windows is still by far, if you just need a device that will do the thing you need it to do, you just can't beat a Windows computer right now.
Great. So solid plan. We'll keep with Windows theme. $1,000. You categorize this really well. I'm actually going to keep with the same categories in your piece. Let's start off with the pretty one. If you're just looking for that pretty laptop that's just sleek, ready to go out and spend $1,000 on one, what kind of laptop is the most attractive?
So the one that I liked the best is called the Dell XPS 13. And it's very much a laptop. You know, a laptop looks like a laptop, looks like a laptop. But what this one did, Dell actually managed to basically get rid of the borders around the screen. Which A, makes it look sort of like you're staring through a window instead of looking at a big, clunky computer screen. It makes it smaller. It makes it more sort of lighter and more compact in your bag. It just, it has all these really nice features that come with it when you have a smaller screen, and yet it doesn't sacrifice things like the size of the keyboard. The one sacrifice it does make is that it puts the webcam below the screen instead of above it, which means the webcam just stares up your nose. But otherwise, it's a pretty good looking computer.
Yeah, there was a good shot of that in your video, which I encourage listeners to check out.
Yeah, it makes me look extremely good looking. It's great.
So the portable one of the main functions of any given laptop is its portability, right? That doesn't always go the smoothest. So if you really want a laptop that you can be portable with, what is the portable one? That's the next category in your piece.
Yeah, so this has actually been Microsoft's big push over the last few years, is these hybrid devices that are part tablet and part laptop. And the best one, it was the first one, and it sort of invented this whole category, is the Surface Pro from Microsoft. And it has a bunch of issues. It's not terribly powerful, but it's really nice looking. It weighs 1.7 pounds, I think, which is essentially to the point where you start to sort of not notice it in your bag instead of having
wow, yeah.
lay your back down all the time. The battery lasts a long time. It doesn't feel as good as a laptop in a lot of the things that you want from a laptop. It doesn't have quite enough ports. The keyboard attachment can be great, but doesn't really work on your lap. But in terms of having like a travel computer or a second one that just kind of, you know, roams around with you, I commute to work. So having something like that in my bag for the commute is really, really nice.
I think a lot of people can relate to the need for that port. But I think more people, though, can relate to just needing as much power as possible for all their streaming and gaming and all that very important stuff. So the powerful laptop that you're going to be able to get for about $1,000, what is it?
Yeah, so this one is the Acer Swift 3, and it's the exact opposite of the Surface Laptop or the Surface Pro. It's not portable. Well, so this is the tricky thing about picking a laptop for people, right? Is everybody has different needs. Some people want a laptop that will go absolutely everywhere with them, and they should buy something like the Surface Pro. But some people want something that's going to sit in the living room or in the home office, that portability doesn't matter and battery life doesn't matter because it's plugged in all the time. And for people like that, something like the Swift 3 is really great. It is one big step more powerful than anything else I tested in this roundup. And it has a big screen and has a really nice keyboard and it has tons of ports. But the problem with all of those things is they make laptops bigger and heavier. Mm-hmm. And Acer, in trying to keep to this $1,000 price point, just made it a little cheaper and flimsier. It's just not as impressive a computer as the others. But if it's just going to sit on a table, you don't need all the other stuff that you're going to pay for with the Surface,
right?
And you might actually want more power here.
Okay, moving on to the next category, something affordable, the affordable one. We've talked, you know, about all key categories, but there's something to be said for trying to get a little practical. What would you recommend that's really going to give you the bang that you need for your buck?
The weird thing about buying a Windows laptop is that the price changes every 10 minutes. We were checking on the day this published to make sure that I had it right, and it had changed because
oh, wow.
They all change. But the one that I like that is the easiest to find at the cheapest price is the Lenovo Yoga 720. And it's actually my second favorite of the ones that I tested. It has a bunch of little issues. I don't love the keyboard. I don't love the way the speakers sound, but it does all the things you'd want it to do. It looks pretty good. It lasts a long time. It's pretty powerful. You can flip the screen around and sort of hold it like a tablet, which actually comes in handy a lot. It's a very good computer, and you can find it for as little as $750. And again, because of deals, who even knows? It might get cheaper than that tomorrow.
All right, so let's round this out with the best one. When all is said and done, David, what is the all-star laptop?
Yeah, so this is why I wrote this column, right? Is that all anybody ever wants to know? I give people lots of options and ideas, and they're like, just shut up and tell me which one I should buy. They don't care. Like, the reality is most people don't want to think about it. And I think that's sort of the headspace I tried to be in. Like, what computer can you buy that does all the things, it works the way you want it to, and it will cause you no problems? Because I feel like that's ultimately what people want. And
right.
That one is the HP Spectre X360. It's great looking. It's not the most powerful, but it's close. It's not the longest lasting, but it's close. It has an awesome keyboard. It has all the ports you need. It will go anywhere you want. It's pretty light. It looks kind of like a MacBook, which is a good thing. It's just a really good computer. Nothing about it sort of blows your mind into tiny little pieces, but you don't need that from your laptop. Like, your laptop should be
right.
Totally reliable and good looking and make you feel cool every time you use it in a Starbucks. And this is exactly that.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good note to end on, actually. So I encourage listeners again to check out the piece. As usual, you know, David's pieces are very visual. So WSJ.com/tech. David, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.